Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. When it comes to metaphors for the spiritual life, the options are basically limitless. The Bible itself is full of such metaphors, like Psalm 84, "Blessed are the ones whose hope is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage." The song "Breathe" by Pilgrim House is one such reflection on the life of faith, where chasing after the ways of God is like learning to breathe underwater. It's a journey to which we're all invited, and there are always deeper mysteries to probe.
Calling me underwater, that's where the life is. I can't see too far ahead now. I know you're calling me. Glowing lights like buried treasure. Swim the sea, drawing me farther to you, finding my way to you. Finding my way to you. Of stones laid on the water, I don't belong there. Letting go, swimming deeper, 'cause there's something down there. There's something down there. Breathe under the water. Drawing me farther to you, finding my way to you, between us, above, below, a spirit moving. I know you're calling me. I'm finding my way to you.
Well, hi, everyone. Today, we are delighted to introduce another new song. And you know, in the Word, it says God loves to hear new songs expressed to Him. And thrilled to have Christian Sadak, wonderful songwriter and musician. And he's going to share a new song. It's entitled Breathe. What inspired this song for you to write this?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a really different songwriting process than I generally undertake. Normally, you know, I'd start with a guitar, have a chord progression, and write the song out of that. But I kind of right away knew the sound that I wanted for this. I wanted it to sound more like synth-driven ambient music. I thought that would fit better with the idea that I had. So this is before I had written any lyrics, per se. I just sort of had this picture in my mind, and I laid down some synth tracks, you know, just with a metronome on my Mac in Logic, laying down some, like, really low bass end stuff. In the more produced version, you'll hear that. It's like almost like an EDM-style bass. It's got a lot of vibration in it. And then these sort of high-pitched guitars, which I think when you put them together, that sounds pretty nautical, you know? Like the sea, which is kind of the main picture of the song. But yeah, so I started with, I guess it's like a dream or a picture as I was praying of breathing underwater. I dreamed that I was underwater, but I could breathe. And like I wanted to find something in the dream. It was really memorable. It was really interesting. And then a couple months after that, I read this book by Richard Rohr. It's called Breathing Underwater. And it's about the spiritual life. He talks about the spiritual life in the context of the 12-step program, you know, like they use in AA, that kind of thing, which is, it's about how to augment your life, right? It's about how to change your life. That's what the 12 steps are. And that's also what a spiritual life is, you know? We're on this journey of change. That picture, that dream, and the book sort of overlapped, and I wanted to write this song about the spiritual life, essentially. And I realized, oh, that's what this dream is about, you know? So all the lyrics kind of connect to part of that dream or a part of that vision as I was playing, just about the spiritual life.
So, you know, as we were listening to the song and the recording, you know, the acoustic version, I love that, just how you created that ambience, that nautical feeling with a guitar sound, you know, as you recorded that.
Yeah, I do these single mic recordings. Actually, this acoustic version that we just heard is on Spotify. You can find it under my single mic recordings. So it's one mic for the guitar and vocals, and I try to balance it. You know, it's a little hard because normally you would mic those things separately. You would put some different effects on your voice than you would on the guitar. But I try to just use that one mic, and it feels really live, you know, if you do the same reverb on both. So it's the same mic. But what I found for this one in particular, it's still a single mic, but then I ran a line from the guitar through Logic just to put like one effect on the guitar as well. And I really liked it. So I'm just plucking the strings, but it's got a lot of this sort of resonance, you know, this tone.
Very cool sounding.
I'm not strumming. I'm really just, you know, plucking the strings, but it's turned up really high. So you get all of this sound out of it that I actually really liked. I like how it came together.
Yeah, I think between the two versions, and we'll get to listen to those, I think both capture the essence of the song that you are, God's calling you, hey, you know, you can look at it, God is calling you deeper, you know, I'm breathing underwater, you're drawing me farther to you, finding my way to you, you know, it reminds me of, you know, a verse in James, you know, as we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful promise. So even if, you know, we're being challenged in our day-to-day faith journey to step out of the boat, so to speak, like Peter did in the midst of the storm when Jesus called him, you know, come to me. The breath, that spiritual life that God gives us, we're drawing near to him. He's leading us. And the beautiful truth is Jesus says, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That means he's with us every area of the way, every aspect of life, every step. The good, the bad, the ugly, we think, oh, no, God's left me. No, the Lord has promised to be with us, even the moments that we are unfaithful.
Yeah, you know, there's this idea of discovery in the spiritual life, you know? It doesn't all reveal itself to you in one day, in one moment. I think sometimes we might get frustrated with that, but, you know, God is calling us deeper for so many reasons. Like, first of all, we are not ready for the whole shebang, you know? We're not ready to receive it all at once. And I think it's like he buries these things like treasure for us to find over the course of our lives. And these things draw us closer to him. This pursuit draws us closer to him. And it reveals something more about who he is and about who we are. And I think that's what it is to have a spiritual journey. It's to have these discoveries as you go. And God plants those for you. You know, he plants them like seeds or like buried treasure to be found. I think that is very intentional on his part. I think he has set up this dynamic between us and him that we will search and dig deeper over the course of our lives. He buries this treasure, and we can dig and we can find it or not. You know, it's up to us, but I want to. And I think that's what a spiritual life is about. It's what does it mean to go deeper with God? It's to find these things that he's buried for us. Scripture, it talks about God being in the hidden place, you know? I genuinely think that that is what is exciting about the spiritual life, is that pursuit and that discovery.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, we don't know what's right around the corner, and God's going to show up and show us, and that's a beautiful truth. And you say that, I make my way from strength to strength, learning who I am in the second verse. And as I was listening to the third verse, you know, actually I could see, you know, even myself underwater, you know, and swimming there, going deeper, and there's something down there, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that line specifically, strength to strength, comes from maybe my favorite psalm. It's one of my favorite psalms, it's Psalm 84. Let me just read a little bit of it, because there's this beautiful imagery in here about worship. It's, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. The swallow also has found a home and a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." So this is a picture of a bird. It's making its nest in the altar. It's like finding a home within worship. "Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising your name." Then it goes on. "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of weeping, they turn it into a spring. The rain also covers it in pools of blessing. They go from strength to strength, and each one appears before God in Zion." Those three verses have been so instructive to me over the course of my life about worship and seeking God and this idea of pilgrimage. So this is, I'm pretty sure this is one of the Psalms of Ascent where they're focusing on that pilgrimage to Jerusalem. But metaphorically, also, this is the journey of our lives, the pilgrimage of our lives, where we're traveling and we go from strength to strength, meaning we go from a place of strength and rest and power in God to another place of strength and rest and power in God. And there may be valleys in between, but we are moving in his strength, by his strength. It says, when we pass through the valley of Baca, which that just means weeping, we turn it into a spring. So it's like even our tears of mourning and sorrow and weeping can become these pools of blessing because of the strength of the Lord. And isn't that so crucial to our spiritual lives?
And there's something supernatural about the song, the idea that I'm breathing underwater.
Right.
You know, I'm relying upon the Spirit of God. I'm doing something that's outside of my own ability, and it's God in me and through me working.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I like that. And it's pretty cool how you technical, you know, you didn't have a drummer, no percussion.
Yeah.
So how did you keep tempo on this thing?
I actually recorded this song like maybe 6 years ago. I was living in China at the time. And back then I really was not a fan of synthetic drums because recording on my own, I could just never make them sound real. I think they've gotten a lot better and I've gotten better at incorporating them. But yeah, at that time I just felt like you could tell instantly that it just sounded like this canned sound. And as I was building the song, I realized, you know, I didn't really need it. It was crazy how this song came together, honestly. I would lay down a track and then another one, and they sounded great right away. I didn't work a lot on building the song, actually, because it came together really quickly. That doesn't usually happen for me, and the song was kind of special in that way. And it turned out to just be more kind of flowy, you know, rather than rhythmic, per se.
No, I think that's good. I mean, you know, in music is to flow and to move and so forth and so on. I find that it's hard sometimes when you're laying down a recording. I always go with the drums first and I get my drum rhythm and so forth, but to create that natural flow and then maybe bring percussion in later if the song calls for it or drums, whatever. There's a real synchronization that needs to take place.
Yeah.
But I find that's refreshing when you find that free-flowing melody and the tempo is really good and the rhythm is good and the pace is good. I think that's great. So if we want to listen to the song, where can we listen to it?
Yeah, so the acoustic version that we just heard is on Spotify. It's in some single mic recording sessions that I have there. It's also on YouTube if you look up Pilgrim House on YouTube. And then the produced version is on Bandcamp. and also on Spotify. But look it up on Bandcamp, pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, make sure you listen to it, and listen to it often, every day. Listen to it.
Thanks very much.
Build up the clicks. It's great stuff.
Calling me underwater, that's where the life is. I can't see too far ahead. No. I know you're calling me. Glowing lights like buried treasure. I wanna find them. I make my way from strength to strength now, learning who I am.
You can find this song and more songs by Pilgrim House on Bandcamp at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com, as well as iTunes and Spotify. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.